And I'm your host, Pesa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that every marriage out there has a chance to not only be awesome, but long-lasting.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
And we also like to give encouragement and tips to couples, but unfortunately, a lot of the tips are so easy to do that they're also easy not to do.
Is it unfortunately or fortunately?
Fortunately, they're easy to do, and unfortunately, very easy to forget to do or easy not to do.
Yes. So you can always hit us on Facebook. We are at Facebook.com/...
Live Your Best Marriage.
Live Your Best Marriage. And we actually send some tips there. So if you like us on Facebook, also like us on Twitter. I'm at Pesa Shayo and she's at Whitney Shayo. And we send a bunch of quotes and just nice encouraging words. So when you're on Twitter land, you can always hit us there. And always you can find us at liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog.
That's right.
Blog.
That's right. So the other day, Pesa brought up a really good point to me. And he gave me this huge illustration about how a couple is only as strong as the weakest partner. And I have to admit, it took me a few minutes to get it. But once I finally realized what this whole concept is about, I really thought, wow, what a great thing that we can talk about on our podcast.
Wow. So can you tell us what he talked about?
So one of the biggest things that we promote here at Live Your Best Marriage, we like to promote unity.
Oh, yeah.
We like to encourage as much as possible for couples to be on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
As one another. Not on the same page as everybody else. Not on the same page as someone else or some of their friends, but same page as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that has been really huge lately for Pesa and myself is that we're learning that when a couple is on the same page and they truly join forces, they become extremely powerful.
Together.
Together.
Yes.
You can do so much more together than you can if you do your own separate stuff, or even if you are working on the same things. If one of you is more sold on a project than the other one is, so what I mean by that is if one of you is more passionate
on the project
about something, yes, than the other spouse is, yes, you will still move forward, and yes, you will still get things done, but again, as we said, there is so much power in couples being, both of them being 100%, bringing 100% passion to the table.
And I like the concept of both of them bring passion at the table, because somebody had said that if you want to go fast, you go alone. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go far, bring your wife with you.
Perfect. Yeah.
If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, make sure you bring your wife with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So going along with that phrase, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yes.
What does that mean? What does that whole concept mean? If you're looking at a chain,
yes,
and the chain is only as strong as the weakest part of it, how do you break that down?
Oh yeah. Yes, you are right. For the chain, yes, I remember that a chain has a bunch of links, and even if one, it doesn't matter how strong the other links are. If you have one which is super weak, and somebody is pulling the chain will only break not on the strongest links that you have. It will break on the weakest link that you have on that chain. And so that is the weakest place for that chain will break. And when it comes to a marriage, and let's say, for example, you are running a business with your wife, husband and wife. And one person, the husband is 100% sight. Okay, so let's say the wife is 100% sight, excited, like, well, we will go and conquer the world. This is the best things, and this is what we're going to do. But the other person is like maybe 40%. He doesn't know if this is going to work. He doesn't think he should put as much emphasis on the business. He's in it, but he's not out there to win. Unfortunately, it's going to be as strong as the weakest person, the person who's not in it. Because if there was something that's going to break that business, it's not going to come from the person who's 100% in the business. It will come from, the breakage will happen on the person who's not in it.
So, so basically you're saying that although one spouse is just 100% sold on doing whatever their project is, if it's a business or whatever the endeavor, and the other spouse is only at 40%, they're just, they just don't bring a lot of passion into this issue.
They don't really care.
You are saying that you're only as strong as the weakest person. So basically their progress in whatever that thing is will never go beyond the 40%.
Will never go beyond that.
Which you would think is unfair. Yeah. Because you would think that as long as one person is at 100%, you would still be able to at least go further than the 40.
But
because, but you're saying it's, it will stop at the 40.
Yes, it's going to be bringing the whole group back.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's actually in the best interest of that couple to actually work on the issues that are holding that one person back.
Okay.
Maybe they don't really understand why we should be doing this. Maybe they don't get the whole concept that you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So it might take time for the training or take time just to help bring the concept more, make the concept more clear. But that time will be saved, will be worth it when you look in terms of how far they can go once the other person is on board.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I go back to the chain. It doesn't matter how strong I've put the links on the chain. If I have one link that is like very super weak, like I have all the links made of steel and I have one made of paper, it doesn't matter how strong I made the other links with steel. If I have a link on the chain with made of paper, that's where the chain will break.
Okay. So let's say one spouse is 100% on when it comes to saving money.
Yes.
And the other one is maybe 5 or 10%.
When it comes to saving money.
When it comes to saving money.
Yes.
And when we say, when we give the percentage, we are basically trying to measure their enthusiasm or their passion or their willingness to do whatever that thing is.
Yes.
So in regards to saving money,
yes,
you've got somebody who is just adamant that money needs to be put aside.
Every day.
Needs to be put away.
Every day they are seeing ways on how they can stash more money aside. Yes.
But the other one is about a 10%, we can save if we don't. I really don't think saving is that important.
So basically, they are very weak when it comes to the concept of saving. So it's like one link is made of steel when it comes to saving, and another link is made of paper when it comes to saving.
So what can you, what kind of prediction can you give us about what's going to happen to their financial situation?
I can predict that unless the person who does not, who's not into like saving and having that this great financial plan, unless they don't,
unless if they don't come up,
they don't come up
in their willingness.
Yes, we are not gonna go far.
Okay.
Yes, basically there will be a lot of frustration because one person is doing one thing, the other one is going the other way.
So basically, so really, there's going to be less money saved.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, there will be less money saved.
Less money saved, right?
So it's actually in the best interest of the person who loves to save money to make sure that the other one who is not interested sees what he's talking about or what she's talking mm-hmm. about, like, so mm-hmm. that they can be on board, even if they come on board like 50% or 40%.
So is it possible to meet halfway?
Yeah.
Meet in the middle?
Yes.
Then would
yes.
you rather, do you think it's more important to meet in the middle then?
I mean,
as long as you're on the same page.
Yes. I think other people, like, giving in and, like, being mm-hmm. able to give in and stuff like right. that and meet right. each other in the middle, right. you'll be able to go farther
right.
than one person saying, this is my way, we'll have to do it my way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll be putting a lot of energy, but mm-hmm. you won't be able to go farther.
Right.
But if both of them are, like, seeing the point and they are, like, willing to do it, but they are not as crazy.
Right.
But they are willing to tug, like, to move along.
Right.
That couple will be able to go further in their business mm-hmm. because there's also the issue of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You are more likely to go further if you are consistent
mm-hmm.
than, like, going faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, there's, like, people who run a sprint.
Yes.
While most of these issues we are talking about is a marathon.
Right. It's just like long distance.
Long distance. You're just running over. So
yes.
you are more likely to do it for a long time.
Yeah.
If both of you are actually working together.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So when Pesa explained this to me last week, I just thought it was so hot. I mean, I just wanted to marry him again. I was like, OMG, this is awesome. Because this just shows how important it is to be on the same page with the person you're married to. But also, we can think of ways on how we can meet in the middle. How
yes.
can we compromise? Because compromise is a huge, huge part of marriage.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we want a win-win situation. We want both husband and wife to feel like things are working for them.
Yes.
But we want both people to feel that way. And so what I'm wondering is it less productive for us to focus so much on the negative, for us to focus on the weaknesses? Is it, how do we go about this whole process of meeting in the middle? How much focus do we really need to put on the places where we're lagging behind? How can it be done in a way that you put most of your energy on the progress, on just getting better?
So you're focused on creating the solution?
Right.
So you're focused on, like, so basically, are you asking how can we focus on not only just the problem that we have,
mm-hmm.
but bringing the issue, like, what can we do
mm-hmm.
to solve the problem?
Yes. What can we do? What can be done to close the gap? And what I mean by that is going back to that example of a couple who one is at 100% saving money. The other one is at 10% saving money.
Yeah.
How do we close that gap? Because a lot of times we read all the time basically about marriage statistics saying that money fights are some of the biggest causes of divorce.
Yes.
So if more of the focus is on that 10%, like, oh my gosh, why doesn't he want to put away any money? We can't save a dime. How do we shift our focus from that to actually either bringing that 10% up closer to 100, or even if it means bringing the 100% down a little bit? Like,
okay.
Basically, just how do you make that compromise happen?
Does a person who can see the great picture, do they need mm-hmm. to sell, like to persuade the other one, or?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because, mm-hmm. I'm making the assumption that if divorces are happening because of money,
okay.
money fights, I just picked that as a random example, but yeah, coming to think of it, money is a huge cause of fights and divorce. So I'm making the assumption that if a divorce actually does occur, pretty much that couple was not able to shift their focus from the problem towards a solution.
Yes.
They were not able to get that resolved.
Yes.
they were never able to reach an agreement on, okay, how are we going to spend our money? How
also,
are we going to save our money?
Yes. Also, what I'm thinking is when you get the bill, when you get the bill,
right.
Do you see it as something that's threatening to you, something that's this big thing that's, let's say you have a big bill and you're like, I don't know how to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bring you closer to your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, how can we come up with ways
mm-hmm.
to pay this bill? Or does that bill look like this huge thing that literally will get you to start fighting against each other
right.
and eventually split?
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you're saying, so when creditors are calling.
Yes.
And all of these things are happening, you're
yes.
getting this, and we're talking about like a significant, maybe it's a medical bill
yes.
or some, or maybe there's a real estate lien, some huge bill that you feel like you are never going to be able to pay.
Yes.
Does it make you fight with your spouse? Do you guys fight about this, or do you join forces and say, you know what, we will get this thing resolved somehow, but we'll do it together?
Yes. And
it's
that,
us against
the world.
The world.
It's us against the world. And I think that little twist
mm-hmm.
can explain a lot of
mm-hmm.
things when it comes to divorces being from financial issues.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, when you get this mountain of bills, which we know like can be a
mm-hmm.
cause of a divorce,
mm-hmm. right.
if we view it as, you know what? We will do this.
Yes.
We will figure out a way, but at the end of the day, it's
mm-hmm.
me and you will figure out something.
We got this.
And we know that has been done.
Yeah.
It has been done. This is not the first
mm-hmm.
person.
Yes.
Millions of Americans go through this, and millions of Americans make it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not the first one, and we are not going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? At the end of the day, we will still be together
yes.
after this thing has been done. This is just something that's passing through.
Yes.
If we view it that way, we will get a different result
mm-hmm.
compared to, oh my God, there's a mountain of bills
mm-hmm.
and I'm so stressed out. And maybe she's saying, I'm so stressed out and there's no way we can be together. This is just too much stress.
Right.
That also will lead us to another path.
Yes.
And we believe that both of us should go separate ways
mm-hmm.
because there's just a huge mountain of bills.
Yes.
Yes.
So basically you can, in a way, you can address the weak areas just by acknowledging the fact that you want to be on the same team in
okay.
the first
yes.
place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can start addressing these problems by saying, hey, you know what? There is a problem, but we're going to attack this together.
Yes.
We are going to join forces. We're going to handle this we're going to do whatever it takes to get this thing taken care of, but it's us against the problem. It's
yes.
not you are the problem.
Oh, yes. It's us, me and you,
mm-hmm.
against this
mm-hmm.
thing that's coming into our relationship.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So whether it's one person spending way too much money or it's one person being adamant about this or about that, it's, you know what, the person I married is not the problem.
Yes.
Because I'm no superhero either.
Oh, yeah.
I come with my own set of weaknesses too. And they're not pretty either. They're not pretty. So, yeah, just you can spend less time on the negative. You can put less of your focus on the weak areas by simply just saying, you know what, we are in this together.
And that's where that whole concept of it's us against the world
right.
makes so much sense. And actually, that can actually, I think there's another podcast we talked about this issue where the concept of us against the world will actually help
mm-hmm.
our relationship to stay strong.
Right.
Even when other people will be thinking, those two people are crazy. There's no way. But the fact that they believe it's us against the world,
yep.
that can really take the relationship to great places.
It really
and
does.
Viewing that there's no problem that can separate us. it's still us against that problem. Yes. So somebody might say, oh, what about if my partner is whatever, spending too much or whatever. If you view it as like there's a problem that's coming to our marriage and we need to deal with it as a couple.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll go farther in solving the problem than saying, you know what, it's her fault. She's always spending money. It's her fault. She's always spending money. Yeah.
Right. Because if one spouse has an addiction.
Yes.
Whether it's porn, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whatever the addiction is, it's not easy to say, oh, my spouse is not the problem. This is a problem coming to us, and we're going to handle this as a team.
Yes.
That's not easy.
Yes.
But if that is something that you can try, if you can say, you know what? The person I married has a weakness, just like I also have weaknesses, and we're going to handle this together.
Yes.
We're either going to go down fighting together, or we're going to overcome this.
Yes.
As a couple. So it's, it, and again, I mean, that is one of those things that are just way easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if it is an addiction. And even if it's a money problem, too. I mean, that's because it's hard to shift from why are they making these bad choices? Why are they deciding? Why are they doing this?
Can't they just...
can they just stop doing that?
And yes.
It's hard to shift from that to, okay... Here we are. We are united and we are faced with an issue and we're going to deal with this.
And it's like there's something I read in Ephesians. They were saying, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That sounds like a lot.
Yes, so that's Ephesians 6:12.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like a lot, but basically the way I understand that whole concept that my spouse, I'm not fighting against my wife.
Right.
Although it feels like, oh my gosh, she said that to me or she did that to me. But the truth is we are fighting against unseen powers. This is not about flesh and blood anymore.
Right. Right. So that is also a great way to take the emotion out of the problem.
Yes, yes.
Because as long as we're viewing our spouse as the problem or as the source of the problem,
yes.
There's a lot of emotion, a lot of painful bitterness in that.
Yes.
In that way of thinking.
Yes.
But if you view it as a problem that is coming to your marriage, it's actually attacking your marriage.
It's also attacking her.
Yes, yes, you can say, oh, you know what, this money, this out-of-control spending is something that it's an attack on my marriage.
Yes, it's an attack on my marriage, and also it's an attack on my wife, too.
Right, it's a weakness, it's a weak area that she deals with, and she's susceptible to this thing, and we need to fight against it together as husband and wife. And so what that does is that takes out that painful emotion of, oh my God, why are they just, like, it takes the frustration out of it.
Yeah.
A little bit. And you
know,
little bit.
You know, you brought up a really good point because pretend you and your spouse are walking down a park. And then this animal, this bulldog or whatever, just comes and start biting her.
Yes.
Like, okay, so it's biting her. Your response to the situation will be different because you'll feel like, oh my God, she was attacked, right? Compared to, so you are not likely to go there and start blaming her.
Right.
And if you start blaming her, there will be very clear to say, you are blaming the victim.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But... if you view it as she brought it to herself, you are more likely to blame her.
Yeah, because if she's laying in a hospital bed recovering from an addiction, you're more likely to feel as though this is something she brought to herself. Yeah. Yes. She did this to herself.
And
she
caused this. She's messing our marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's careless. She's irresponsible. She's just bringing problems. So I think, and again, it is not easy to make this shift in thinking. It's not, but it can help so much. I mean, you can almost instantly start feeling better once you remove the emotion from it, really. And you can start channeling some of your energy towards the solution.
Yeah.
I think.
And quit blaming the other person, because once you realize that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And for some people, this is like way out there, but this is literally what has helped us realize that this is not against my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is also going through this too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, folks, just as a recap, we want to encourage everybody to remember that couples can do so much together. Yes. If you can just get on the same page as much as you possibly can in all the different areas of your life and of your marriage, you will have this unbelievable power to just do great things and to be happy too, just to live a happy life together.
Yes.
Once you're able to shift your thinking from, okay, my spouse does XYZ to, okay, XYZ is actually happening to us and we need to get this resolved together.
And sometimes you just need to just do a bunch of prayer, like really mm-hmm. pray.
Absolutely.
Because it feels like when you pray over something,
mm-hmm.
it takes the heavy lifting from you, mm-hmm. and it feels like you're putting it to God. And that actually really helps, because all of a sudden you are saying, we are a team
mm-hmm.
who's being faced by this huge problem,
mm-hmm.
and as a team, we are placing it to God to help
right.
us.
Right.
Because those are things which, in their own way, bring you together, because
yes.
it feels like it's us against this thing, and we are also getting the help of God
yes.
to help us deal with this issue.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's amazing. Just think of the power in that. It's husband and wife together, but also they have God on their team.
Yes.
That's really, that's amazing. And I just want to encourage everybody to just think of that. Think
yeah.
of that concept of, you're only as strong as your weakest link.
You're only, yes.
Or you're only, a marriage is only as strong as the weakest partner. So let's be strong together.
Let's be strong together. And then that issue, the issue of prayer that I had brought up,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
actually you don't have, what has worked for us is like, you don't have to feel like, oh, now I'm ready. Sometimes you can pray when at that time you are like going through so much, and actually maybe you guys were fighting and you don't see how you're going to resolve this situation. If somebody can say, you know what, and we've gone through this, somebody can say, you know what, let's pray. That always happens at the most like weird time. Like you're like, pray after we've had this huge
mm-hmm.
argument,
mm-hmm.
but it serves as a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pause button,
mm-hmm.
and it also helps us come together.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
okay,
right.
okay,
that's
now,
right.
okay, now I'm not gonna say those weird things. Now we need to pray. So,
yep.
So when you're praying, sometimes it might feel like it's like you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, ah, oh, man. But actually, that's what you needed at that moment.
Yes.
Because after that, it like you're holding hands and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you hit a reset button and then you feel a little bit better.
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But if you had continued doing what you really felt like doing, like dishing it out again.
Yes. Believe me, once you take your spouse's hand in yours, it would be awkward from that point on to continue yelling or continue spewing insulting.
Standing up for yourself.
Yeah, basically, it's awkward to continue the fight from that point on.
Yes.
So holding hands is a great way to stop that.
And just remind
just come together.
Yeah, and to remind each other that, you know what, we're on the same team. Hit a reset button and, I mean, has worked for us. And
yes.
I'm sure it doesn't feel right at that moment when you just did it, but a few minutes later you're like, I'm glad I did it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So folks, we just encourage be strong together.
Yes.
Be strong together. Until next time.
So folks, until next time, take care and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.